me now.
Welcome in to another great edition of The Game Plan. This one entitled Champions. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us. Once again, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to everybody at Impact Media as well, as they allow us to come on each and every week and talk college football with you guys, and more specifically, Kennesaw State Owls. And Georgia State Panthers. Got news on both of those fronts coming up soon. In fact, you know what? Let's start with those. Let's start with the news and notes from the Owls and the Panthers, and we will move into both championship games. I did slightly prefer one over the other. We will get into which here in a minute. Now, let's start with the Kennesaw Owls, Kennesaw State Owls. I want to kind of do a, this kind of a, not really year interview, but just season wrap up. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit here and there. They made it to the second round of the FCS playoffs where they lost to Weber State. They did win versus Wofford in the first round. And they were very much a team in transition this year. And by team in transition, I mean the first wave of young men, athletes that came through the system that all redshirted that first year, had graduated over the summer. So we got that whole kind of the in-betweens. It's not the second wave, it's the in-between. It was kind of, in a way, it was the transition, basically. It was the last of the first wave in, as it transitioned into the second wave. And I think they did well. Daniel David led the team pretty well. And when Daniel wasn't in, Tommy Bryant showed that, as far as a glimpse of the future, it is pretty, pretty bright. Of course, who emerged, but he's graduated as well, just like Daniel did. It'll be the Tommy Bryant show next year. We'll get the next wave of running backs and everything else. Of course, the leader's Bryson Armstrong. I believe he'll be back for one more year. He actually made All-American honors again. Congratulations to him on that. Demetrius Petway led the defensive backs in tackles, interceptions, all that kind of thing. You know, as those seniors move on, we're starting the second wave now, really. Future is bright. They've got some incredible things coming up. In fact, I can already tell you their schedule. I don't know the times yet, but let's go ahead and talk about their schedule real quick. I'm not going to really go over much. There are a couple. I'm not going to call it revenge, but there's a couple games they really want to make up for some things that happened this year and the previous years. But here we go. Point University, September 12th, they will be at Kent State. September 19th, they've started a three-game homestand. Great. September 19th, they will host Alabama State. The 26th, they will host Tarleton State. On October 3rd, they will host Samford. October 10th, they are on the road in North Alabama. They get a bye week on the 17th of October. 24th of October, they are at Gardner-Webb. They want to smash them, too. On Halloween, November 7th, they are at Charleston Southern. November 14th, they host Campbell. And in the game that I say they definitely want to give back a little bit, they will go to Monmouth on the 21st of November. Like I said, don't have times yet. Just have those. That's already been announced. That's also on KSUOwls.com if you want to check that out. Among all the other great amazing things. Like I said, I look forward to this season. We are planning on covering them as well as Georgia State. As far as kind of adding to our roster a little bit, because I can already see a couple times where we may need to be in a couple places at once. So we will have to figure that out and go from there. On the Georgia State side, their season review, they ended 5. They went to the Arizona Bowl where they had a good showing, but come up a little short against Wyoming. This is the most successful season in school history, led by Dan, the man Ellington, who had successful surgery on his knee the other day. He's looking forward to doing some things going forward. You had Trey Barnett, who is, I believe, now statistically one of the best. One of the best running backs in school history. Just a super, super awesome guy, too. It'll be the Destin Coates Show next year, I believe. Tredavion Stevens-McQueen, and, I mean, Terry Thomas, all these guys. I could name the entire defense. Just the year that they had. It'll be a transition year. But overall, it was so much fun and so fantastic to be along for the ride with the Panthers this year as it was with the Owls. So much fun things going on, and like I said, here's to a lot more. And in fact, speaking of which, I can confirm the first 5 weeks of the Georgia State schedule, as it has already been released up to this point. And that would be on September 5th, they will host Murray State. September 12th, they will be at Alabama. So will we. Bye week on the 19th of September, and they finish up the month at Charlotte. That's the 26th. They open up October 3rd versus East Carolina. That's just a super, super fun schedule already. The Alabama game, of course, everybody is looking forward to it. And also, I got a press release earlier today. It is now public knowledge as well. Georgia State and Georgia Tech are going to start a home and home starting in 2024. They will be at Georgia Tech in 2024. They will be at Georgia State in 2026. And don't forget, Kennesaw and Georgia State, I believe, play each other next season. 2021. I don't know where that game is. We will have to do that. We will have to look into that and get back with you guys on that. But overall, that pretty much closes the chapter in the book. You know, this will be the last game plan of the season up until. Obviously, up until the season starts. But lots of fun things coming. And definitely, if anything breaks, you guys can check out our main show. Well, you can check out Board Check too if you want to hear hockey. But the main show that we have, Sports Club, for all on that now. I'm going to start with the FCS title game. That happened to be actually my favorite game. I liked it a little more than both games were really good. Some things you need to know. It was James Madison at North Dakota State. It was in Frisco, Texas. That was the neutral site where there was snow on the ground in the beginning. And it did melt by the second half, so probably because this game really heated up. Now, this is the first game this year on grass for North Dakota State. The weather, it was cold, snow residue. Both head coaches were in their first year. Since 2011, James Madison, who won in 2016, is the only other team other than North Dakota State to win the FCS championship that they won the other seven. James Madison also won in 2004. And overall, I'm just going to go over each drive because I had a note from each particular drive. As we are trying to get some other stuff to come up. But anyway, here's my notes. All right, James Madison, they had a solid 14-plus play touchdown drive to open the game. North Dakota State answered by getting a lot of big chunks and got their own touchdown with a big drive. They like to really take some deep shots early because they were either getting the pass interference call or they were getting the catch. Not a bad thing to go for. James Madison took the next one, just had no momentum and ended up punting. North Dakota State takes over. They had a deep pass interference call and some great runs. The fake double reverse and the quarterback keeper for the touchdown there. Still pretty close. Nobody's really taken a big step yet. James Madison then had a great drive to the red zone. Then they ended up with a field goal. This is where it started to turn a little. North Dakota State, the quarterback started to run a lot more towards the second quarter. A touchdown was called back. They ended up going for the fake field goal, got the touchdown. James Madison, they had good position early, but there was limited time before the half. The field goal freeze worked. And they didn't get it. And then North Dakota State mainly ran in the first half. They just ran the clock out. 21-10 at the half. Now that left us to the second half. In the second half, I wasn't sure if it started where they were kind of out of gas, both teams, or if it was just good defense kind of taking over at that point. I like to think probably it was good defense. But let's see. North Dakota State, they had the three and out. They just come out real flat. They ended up punting. James Madison had a real good drive that ended with a field goal. So we're up to 21-13 at this point. Some progression by North Dakota State. Then they ended up punting. James Madison, the same thing there. They end up punting. Just nobody could really get established for a while. North Dakota State then kind of chipped away. They kind of chipped away, and then there was a huge quarterback run. They get the touchdown, so they're up 28-10. Let's see, 28-10 at that point. Another punt from James Madison. Just at some point, it's like they'd used every club in the bag. They didn't look out of it. They kept pressing hard. It seemed like North Dakota State was finding answers faster than they were finding new questions. North Dakota State had the three and out where they had to punt. James Madison takes back over. They had a real grinding drive. A big 4th and 6 in the red zone. They get the touchdown, which made it 28-20. North Dakota State has a big 4th and 2. James Madison on the next drive, they try to double pass. It just didn't work, and the interception ends the whole thing there. Your final, North Dakota State 28, James Madison 20. That makes 8, I believe, 4 and 4 in the runs for North Dakota State. James Madison, do not hang your head at all. Like I said, this game was fantastic. It was really, really worth watching. And if you didn't get a chance to watch it, I implore you, go back and watch it. Now let's move to the one that just happened a couple of days ago, which was the College Football National Championship. Now, we all know the score. LSU ends up winning it 42-25. Let's talk a little bit about the numbers because it seemed to me, battle of the quarterbacks, James Burrow, what is his name? I just forgot his name. Is it James? Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow. Why am I thinking James? Joe Burrow seemed to respond a little better to adversity and to find new answers for things, where Trevor Lawrence was trying to force some things towards the end, trying to be a one-man show. That usually doesn't pan out well. Trevor Lawrence, 18 for 37, 234 in the air, no touchdowns, no interceptions. As far as rushing, Etienne had 15 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. Trevor Lawrence had 10 carries for 49 yards and a touchdown. Higgins, one big run for 36 and a touchdown. That's where they got their scores there. Ross and Galloway and Higgins and Etienne tried to get the receiving going, just couldn't quite get it there. It did help when Simmons and Skalski, Davis, Venables, Foster, there was five big sacks. But ultimately, it came down, like I said, that man named Burrow, 463, five throwing touchdowns. He also ran for one, so he accounted for six touchdowns, which were the 42 points put on the board. He had 58 yards rushing. Edwards had 110. Big receivers, you had Chase, who had 221 and two touchdowns. Moss, that's Randy Moss's kid, the tight end. He had two big touchdowns and five big catches. And Marshall Jr. had the other. Overall, they only had two sacks, with Logan and Queen sharing one and Delpit getting the other. But they were cracking down and pushing and pressuring Clemson to make decisions that they really did not want to make. So, congratulations to University of Louisiana and Coach O, Louisiana State, that is. They are the college football national championship, or champions, rather. It's at 42-25. It was a really good game. Like I said, I preferred the FCS one. But overall, it is what it is, and it was just a fantastic. Now, like I said, this is the last game plan for this season. Obviously, we'll be firing up late fall, or late summer, early fall, to do some, and we'll be doing some other things over the summer. Spring games and such will be coming up soon. We'll hopefully be able to go check those out and give you guys kind of the insight of some things that are going on, because, I mean, there's going to be some quarterback battles on both sides. There's going to be some other battles on the other sides to see how these coaches get these teams to respond the year after having another successful year. But overall, appreciate everybody who tuned in to all the episodes this year of the game plan. Just always a lot of fun to do these and to cover these teams the way we do. But that is going to do it for us for episode 19, the finale, otherwise known as the Game Plan Champions. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys in the fall. Go Owls. Go Panthers.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself.